Please elaborate on the Achintya Shakti, Bheda Shakti, and Jiva Shakti, and how it forms the Achintya Bheda Bheda philosophy, as propounded by His Most Wonderful Lord Chaitanya. A little bit of a misunderstanding in the question here. Achintya Shakti, when we say Achintya Shakti, it's not exactly like saying Jiva Shakti or Tatashta Shakti. Achintya Shakti is a description of Krishna's Shaktis, that they are inconceivable. And there are specific Shaktis, like the Jiva Shakti, the Shakti Tattva, Antaranga Shakti. So when we say Achintya Shakti, it's not one particular Tattva. Yeah, when we say Antaranga Shakti, that means Shakti Tattva. When we say Jiva Shakti, that means Jiva Tattva. But Achintya Shakti refers to all of Krishna's potencies, especially his, actually all of them, they're all inconceivable. And Achintya Bheda Bheda means, well, I just discussed that last night, how the meaning of Achintya in, to some extent, I mean, it's a big topic, in Gaudiya Vaishnav understanding, it's not Achintya in the sense of the Buddhists, you know, just totally beyond conceivability. If it was totally beyond conceivability, then we wouldn't be able to conceive of it. And then there would be no contact with Krishna. So Achintya means that is not conceivable by ordinary thought processes, but it's understandable by transcendental method, by being blessed by the transcendental overseer, Radharani. Bheda Shakti, that's a misunderstanding. What is this Bheda Shakti? It's rather, well, there is no term in Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding of Bheda Shakti, but it could be said that the Bahiranga Shakti separates us, that the material energy separates us from Krishna by our own perverse desire to remain separate. So the material energy has two main components, the avaranatmika vritti and the prekshapatmika vritti, by which the jiva, whose natural proclivity is to serve Krishna, becomes non-desirous to serve Krishna. Avaranatmika vritti means the potency of maya by which everyone is covered, yaya samohito jiva. And the prakshepatmika vritti is that by which someone who is endeavoring to become free from maya is kicked back into illusion. So that's how that works, how we think ourselves separate from Krishna, although we're not. And Jiva Shakti, yes. And Jiva Shakti is simultaneously one with and different from Krishna. One with Krishna in quality. We can be as blissful as Krishna. We can be situated in eternal existence, as is Krishna. We can be fully cognizant, actually not to the same extent as Krishna, because he's Krishna. But that's why in quantity we are different, because Krishna is all-powerful. The jiva is not. Krishna is all-knowledgeable. The jiva is not. So there are points of sameness and points of difference between the jiva and the Supreme Lord. Mm-hmm.